back to our Mind Body Awareness series with Dr. Chad Sato. We have been having a lot of fun in this series, finding out what our bodies are desperately trying to tell us. And today we're going to enter what I think is probably the most recognizable area of the body for people. First of all, hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Jill.
It's so interesting what we've been talking about over this series and how our body really does try and point us in the right direction. We've talked significantly about pains in necks. I think another area that we all are so familiar with are shoulders. I know for me, for years, I would just walk around telling people, oh, I have really, really stiff shoulders, like yes. There was nothing I could do. Is that one of the areas that you see people coming in with the most trouble?
It's one of the, I guess you could say, shoulders have become more and more center stage, so to speak, because whether people either have a frozen shoulder or if they have painful shoulders or they start rounding their shoulders in, it's shoulders are becoming a big thing because think about our shoulders. It's how we hold ourselves. And the best illustration is back in Greek mythology was Atlas, who held the world on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. So anytime that you're feeling that you're carrying the weight of the world or the weight of your family responsibilities, it will affect your shoulders. And the way our body is designed is that when we feel there's something going on and we're tensing up, we tighten our muscles. So guess what? A lot of people have tight shoulders. I've worked on numerous amount of practice members who came in with rock solid shoulders and they thought, hey, I've had it for 20, 30, 35 years and I thought it would always be like that. However, once they allowed themselves to take the weight off their shoulders became pliable again.
Now, let me stop you there because it is a big topic. When you say that when we allow ourselves to take the weight off our shoulders,
yes.
That implies some kind of conscious awareness that it's stress and worry that's on our shoulders.
Yes.
Is that what has to happen first? Or can someone coming to see you lie on the massage table, breathe, and have a releasing in their shoulders without actually being aware that they're letting stress go? That probably sounds like a trick question, but you know what I mean.
Yes, and it happens. The fact is, the moment that you take time to de-stress or you take a time to just let go, your body's natural ability is to get to state of ease, is to what degree we stay in that state of ease. So a lot of times people go to massage to get massage, they feel way better. You know, it's not as tight, but then what happens a day or 2 days later? Comes right back. Because the body still says, I don't feel safe, I need to protect, and that's when the muscles get tighter. When I work on people, I teach people how to breathe. I teach their bodies how to breathe. Where the body says, you know what, I'm tired of carrying this tension, this weight. So it starts to loosen up and lets it go. And the part of that is, anytime you start experiencing a situation that creates more stress, where your shoulders get more tight, it's almost like your body becomes adverse to dealing with that situation because it doesn't want to get tight anymore. So either a person who never spoke up or who takes too much burden on their shoulders finds themselves getting really irritable. They get really upset by the fact that, hey, I don't want to carry this weight anymore. And so they start making those little changes without even thinking about it at first. Until later on, when I ask them questions like, oh, what's going on in your life now? They'll say, oh, you know what? I decided to not take on this project. Mm-hmm. Or I sit on 5 different boards and I just realized, you know what? I don't like 3 of them. So I just got off of them. So people start making changes. And that's what's really amazing is that once a person recognizes a stressor, what weight they carry, they can literally free up their shoulders and be light.
When we were talking about the neck, and you mentioned that there were 3, you kind of divide the neck into 3 different parts of pain and stress. Is that the same with the shoulders? I mean, do you see people with, like, does right shoulder pain mean something versus left shoulder pain?
Yes. So what I found is that dominance. So if a person's a right hand dominant, which a lot of the population is, what tends to happen is the right side becomes the male energy. The left side becomes the female energy. So if someone has, let's say, right shoulder issues, a lot of times either they are trying to figure out what action to take or not take. Or they may have a very challenging male energy in their life. It could be a father figure, could be a husband, it could be a male boss, or even a female.
A teenage son.
A teenage son, yes, that can create tension, tightness, even pain or frozen shoulders. The left side would be the female energy. So let's say female people can be a male with female tendencies. You know, they tend to be overcaring, overindulging. And so sometimes that will affect the left side of the shoulders. So yes, there is a polarity of left and right. And if a person's left hand dominant, guess what happens? The left shoulder becomes the male energy, mm-hmm. right shoulder becomes the female opposite. Energy. Opposite.
So when, say, you know, our bodies do get used to living with stress and living with pain. As you say, patients come in and say, I've had this, the shoulders for 30 years. I just live with it.
Yes.
Is the first thing that we should do to try and address it, does it come back to that being aware of your body like first thing in the morning? Is it take stock, take issue, take a few breaths? And then when it comes to shoulders,
yes,
when you realize, when you say, oh, well, I've got shoulder pain, I've always had it, is that a moment to say, I want to breathe and think about my shoulders? How would you go about starting to release some kind of tension in a practical way?
Well, the first thing you can do is place your hand right on your shoulder that's tight or painful or just downright either stuck or frozen, is to breathe into that shoulder and touch it with your hand. Because just your own touch on that part of your body, like your shoulder, can actually help your shoulder release some of that tension. It's the best way I can describe it is when we have pain or discomfort, when your body's doing it, it's like your child throwing a tantrum. It's like, pay attention to me, pay attention mm-hmm. to me. But the moment you address the child and you pay attention to him, they stop their tantrum.
Or you hug them or you cuddle them.
Connect them.
So just to be clear, because I really think that people can do this and yes. will want to do this. Take your hand and put it on where the pain in your shoulder is. And then imagine yourself breathing
right.
into that shoulder.
Because
right. I think even when you say to some people, breathe into it, they're like, well, what do you mean? How do I do that?
Yes.
But visualize your breath.
Going right to that
pain is.
And if you touch with your hand, it's easier. It's easier to focus. And you might be surprised that pain, that tense discomfort or tightness may dissipate quite a bit just by you breathing and focusing into that part of your body.
In your first book, you have some really great stories of people who come to see you
yes.
with pain and over time no longer need to be your patient because they are often doing other things. And sometimes people come in with shoulder pain or neck pain mm-hmm. or pains in their knees. And in 6 months, they've, you know, moved to a different place or changed their job or left their partner. So it can be that dramatic. Yes.
Yes. Life changes is key in all of it. And that's the thing, is teaching people strategies where they can take ownership of life. That's what I'm all about. The tricky part is once you start making the changes and the pain or symptom goes away, a lot of times if we don't stay conscious or aware or reminders, what happens is we'll slowly go back into those old patterns. Because at one point, those old patterns protected us. It allowed us to survive, get through whatever challenges we went through or life changes. And so it can never be erased. So part of what I try to do is encourage people for them to tune into their bias. So when they do come back to me, it's not because they desperately need my services, but it's more like a tune-up. Because once you check in every so often, it's like a reminder about, okay, this is where I'm at when I'm present with myself, when I'm aligned. And so then that way you can make different choices that will serve you in the future versus other choices that will get you going back into your old past patterns.
So what we want to try and do in this series is very gently get people to be aware of their body. So do that morning check-in when
yes.
you first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few breaths and sort of mentally scan your body for pain. And secondly, to give people a way of dealing with pain as it arises, like
yes.
looking at the pain as it comes up.
Yes, we'll try to repeat different things, different exercises, because what I found is that connecting with your body, generating this mind-body connection, is like building a new muscle. So if you exercise, but let's say you exercise once a week, do you think you'll get the same results versus working out either 3 times a week mm-hmm. or every single day? So allow yourself just to start connecting. And that's the morning breath. If you feel inclined to, just before you go to sleep at night, do the same thing, almost like a 1 minute check-in. Okay, which parts of my body feels tight? And at that point, you can place your hand in that spot, breathe into it, be more at ease, and drift off into sleep.
This is a fascinating series, and we are going to bring you lots more. This is the Mind Body Awareness Series with Dr. Chad Sotto. You can find out more about Dr. Sotto and his work at either chadsotto.com or his website, infinitebodyawareness.com. I can't wait for the next one to find out what else our bodies are telling us.
Same here, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you.